So, have you gained some insight into yourself in this time? Yeah, you got a sense of what the enemy actually does to you. And he does it every single time, doesn't he? But we don't often notice it because we haven't paused to think about it. So today you've thought about it. The people you've been talking to, they're going to pray for you and they're going to prophesy over you. And I'll tell you why I know they're going to prophesy over you, because we're going to ask God to release prophecy through here. Okay? So we'll be doing that. But before we get there, does anyone like to share what insight they got from that conversation they just had? It's okay if nobody does, but sometimes it helps to hear. Yeah, please. Just, yes, please. That's really helpful, because that's exactly one of the things. If you know that your personality, you know, remember the enemy has known you since you were a child, you know. So he's seen you grow up, he sees all of this stuff, he knows what to do. So if you know that that is something that is a real challenge, then you know how to pray for her, okay, about that. That she'll see it when it comes. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah. Yeah, again, that really, really helpful, that if you begin to notice that you feel like you don't want to be around people, that you feel, you know, you're isolating yourself, you're withdrawing, it's also one of the enemy's tactics. Recognize it, stop yourself, and find a way of engaging with other people. Okay? That is a big issue, actually, particularly for leaders. You sound like that's something you want to share.
No.
All right, okay. She was just telling her friend off. It's fine. It's great. In a lovely way. I know you were. Bless you. Yeah. Fantastic. So again, this is about how the enemy works to incapacitate you, okay? So it's not the same for everybody. So for you, if you know personality-wise you're an introvert, you need that time and space to actually re-energize yourself where you're away from people, then actually being with people all the time is not going to help you. What it's going to do is it's going to send your head into a confused state, and actually you'll begin to feel depressed around people. I think that's one of the things that happens oftentimes to introverts. So believe it or not, I'm an introvert. Most people don't believe it when I say that I'm an introvert. But I recognize that part of my sacrifice in terms of my ministry is that I do this stuff. And actually, I love people. But I have to have moments where I don't have people around me, where I can just sit and be quiet and re-energize myself. But that is something, if you recognize it, then you make space for that. And you don't allow the enemy to draw you into something that is totally going to deplete you. Okay, so, okay. Anybody else? Oh, yes. Okay, so three things. So distraction, You're supposed to be doing something, and it's almost the huge, it's the shiny thing comes along. You're supposed to be doing one thing, shiny thing comes along, and you think, oh, hang on, maybe I better just deal with that first. And also low self-esteem, and also you said right at the end, discouragement. Actually, discouragement is the number one killer of leaders. Number one killer. And the enemy is really good at doing it. And, you know, he'll bring people into your life with the gift of discouragement. You know, it's like their spiritual gift. You know, do they do everything to make you feel, you know, so watch for that and think about what you can do to actually counter that. If that's the way the enemy gets you, then when it comes, recognize it and begin to work against it. Okay, so anyone else? Yeah, over there and then here. Right. So classic activity of the kingdom of darkness. You know, the people closest to you, actually. You know, if John Maxwell wrote, was it 21 Laws of Leadership or something like that? Anyway, but one of the laws he talked about is the law of the inner circle. And actually, for women, the inner circle always includes family members. It's not always the same for men in leadership, but for women, the inner circle always includes family members. And family members can make or break you in leadership, you know. So when the enemy places some chaos in the family, that's usually the thing that just about saps the strength, finishes even the vision and the mission. It's like, why bother? Do you know what I mean? So, and that's to do with siblings as well as children, as well as partners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to be ready for that. If you know that that's going to be a thing, then you pray for peace on your family. You pray for God's grace in your family. You pray that they will see it before you see it. You know, because it's the enemy uses the same tactics. If you look down your life, you'll probably notice this happens every single time. And it does. It does. He doesn't need new tactics. The old ones work. You know? So something to pray about. So those of you praying for her, that's what you pray into. Okay. Hannah. Okay, so extreme tiredness and illness. Will the extreme tiredness come from being overstretched or not always? But suddenly you come over, you feel really, really tired and exhausted. Yeah. So again, you recognize that. So you pray into that. You're praying for her, so you pray into that, and you pray that actually that she's delivered from that, and that the enemy's intentions in bringing illness or fatigue, oftentimes illness is organic, it's natural. It's because of this, and this, you know. But every now and again, it's not none of those things. It's supernatural. And sometimes fatigue is like that too. And you actually have to recognize the difference between the two. You know, sometimes Jesus, people would bring somebody to Jesus and the guy was epileptic. It was an organic condition. But sometimes it was a demon who was throwing the guy into a fire. And it's a demonically inspired condition. And you actually have to discern between the two. You're still praying for healing. But you're recognizing that sometimes there's a demonically inspired mission that the enemy has in something. And sometimes it's a natural physical healing that you're praying for. So, yes, when it's inspired in that way, you want to pray, cut that off. Okay. Okay, so not wanting to disappoint people. So guess what? If you have a challenge in this area, how many people do you think you're going to meet leaving this place that you're not going to want to disappoint? Suddenly they're all going to come, aren't they? Could you do this? I'd love it if you did that. Oh, you're the only person who can. And then it's like, then suddenly you're kind of gridlocked and unable actually to do the thing you'd committed yourself to doing because the enemy has used all the good things. And this, the people are not wicked or evil or anything like that. It's not about the people. It's about what the enemy knows works against you. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we're going to take time and pray, aren't we? And we're going to pray for the people we've been talking to as if in the way that we want them to pray for us, that actually the enemy's plans and tactics will be arrested over their lives and that they will be set free to bring to fruition, to actually follow through on the decision that they have taken this afternoon. And Lord, we're asking that you would release prophecy into this place, the prophetic word, the words that cut through, that divide between soul and spirit, the words that bring revelation, the words that bring wisdom, the words that bring insight. We pray that you'll release it into this place, release it through every woman who's here. And we ask, Lord, that you'll release it through words and through actions. And it will bring freedom and breakthrough for each one of us in this place. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So you only have to love that woman to want to speak a word of a prophetic word into her life. Okay? So just say, Lord, I love this woman. She's amazing. Give me a word for her. And he will. Okay, so let's pray for one another, pray into those things we've just talked about. And let's prevent what the enemy is up to before he can get up to it. Okay, all right.